Hey everyone, just a warning here. This is a very technical discussion about World of Warcraft and tanking specifically. So if you're not into that, you should probably stop listening now because you're going to be very bored and very confused. Okay, so for the few of you who are still here, I'm going to try to explain what I gathered from the Twitter discussion that started when I asked about the difference between dodge and parry and why dodge was being touted as the best stat to stack up on if you wanted to increase your avoidance and mitigation. So traditionally, dodge has been the best stat because the translation from dodge rating to dodge percentage was better than the translation from parry rating to parry percentage. So for example, if you got 10 dodge rating, it would translate into 0.5 dodge percentage, whereas a 10 parry rating would translate into 0.3 parry percentage. And I'm just making numbers up here, it's just to give you the idea. But in patch 3.2, they tried to make parry a little bit more attractive and equalized those numbers. So I didn't really understand why one was better than the other. And the key here is that is with diminishing returns, because diminishing returns are stronger on parry than on percentage. So for example, if you go to, let's say, 500 parry rating, parry is going to start getting a lot less effective and translate a lot less into parry percentage than the same amount of dodge. So effectively, dodge is more effective in percentage, and you'd better stack up on dodge rating. But there's another thing here, if you want to be thorough, that I didn't understand. It's the fact that parry also gives you another effect, which is when you parry something, you get a swing timer reset, which means that you get to attack faster when you parry something. And dodge doesn't really have anything like that. And my thinking was, well, you get a little bit more avoidance with dodge, but you get a little bit more DPS and threat through that DPS with parry. So they're still equivalent, right? Well, not really, because if you really want to increase DPS and threat, you have a lot of much better stats to do that, like hit rating or for example, expertise, which also prevents the enemy from parrying you and attacking you more. But that's another story. The point is, parry will help you in mitigation a little bit and in threat and DPS a little bit. But dodge will help you most in mitigation. And being a tank, mostly you want to focus on taking less damage. So you will want to focus in dodge. And this is the conclusion that I started my argument with. But hopefully with this whole very long and complicated discussion, you understand the reasons why a little bit more. I know that now I do understand it a little bit more. And if I said anything stupid or wrong, please feel free to correct me either on Audioboo or on Twitter. But I think I got it mostly. And that is thanks to all the people who started this discussion on Twitter. And I want to thank all of you because it was really, really complicated and you made it a lot more clear. So I can't really mention everyone by name because a lot of people participated in both public and private discussions. So thanks a lot to all of you. And I hope this helped a lot of the people who didn't really understand it either. So I guess that's it. Tanking, dodge, and parrying explained. Bye, guys.